land, het land, het land, het land, het land.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. And we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with one of the best Irish rock bands out there, Fontaines D.C.
I want to talk with a guy, but it's a bottle of black. I want to sort the side, I need a friend.
On the Dublin band's new album, Romance, they look to The Cure and dystopian anime like Akira for inspiration. And the result is a little bit more experimental.
How I feel.
Coming up, we've got a mini concert recorded from our home base in Philadelphia with Fontaines D.C., playing songs from Romance and Skinty Fia.
I did you a favor. I played myself dry.
Plus music from Michigander, Spoon, Tori Amos, and The Replacements. That's today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with a special edition of the Up North Report. The sheriff's offices in Itasca and Cass counties are the first two Minnesota law enforcement agencies to sign on as force multipliers with ICE. Under federal law, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement may delegate authority to state and local officers to interrogate people about their immigration status during routine police work. In an executive order signed on his first day back in office, President Donald Trump required ICE to authorize local agencies to perform these duties, reopening the abandoned 287G program. Itasca County Sheriff Joe Dasovich and Cass County Sheriff Brian Welk both agreed to participate in the task force model, one of three models of cooperation in which local authorities can assist in enforcing civil immigration laws. ICE trains and deputizes selected officers within participating agencies. Historically, local agency enforcement has led to concerns of racial profiling and exposed counties and states to legal liability over constitutional rights violations. The program was shuttered in 2012 by the Obama administration, but President Trump's focus on mass deportations has led to its renewal. In interviews with KAXE, Dasovich and Welk both say they believe joining the task force model will increase safety in the communities they serve. Dasovich pointed to a recent grandparent scam in the region where at least three victims handed over about $50,000 to an in-person scammer under the belief a grandchild needed money for bail. One of the men arrested allegedly told authorities he was from Colombia and expressed concerns about being deported. Dasovich says his office is limited by how much they can assist in such a case without an agreement with ICE.
My number one priority is to keep our community safe. So I made the choice to become a TFO agency.
Welk says similar scams have occurred in Cass County and that the sheriff's office wants to be good partners with all federal law enforcement agencies.
I want our officers to be able to be fully compliant and not get caught up in any of the pitfalls that might be.
Both sheriffs acknowledge that despite this recent example, encountering undocumented immigrants in their counties through the course of police work is rare. They emphasize their agencies would not proactively look for undocumented people, limiting their involvement with ICE to people otherwise under investigation for committing crimes.
I want to be clear. This isn't just to go round up any illegal alien. This is to protect our county from a specific criminal element.
Welk similarly says his agency would not conduct raids. While local law enforcement has the authority to make arrests, they cannot detain someone unless they've met certain criteria, such as being deemed a public safety or national security threat, those with an outstanding arrest warrant, or those who've previously been deported. The complexity of immigration law, a lack of in-depth training, and infrequent enforcement are some of the factors that make the program problematic, according to Ben Casper, staff attorney with American Civil Liberties Union Minnesota.
Training just doesn't provide local law enforcement participants the level of knowledge and expertise to make reliable judgments about the status of people they're encountering.
Casper says these agreements are often decided without public input and may lead to substantial financial or moral costs, like family separation. ICE training for local agencies has not taken place, and Welk says he isn't yet sure when it will. neither sheriff anticipates additional costs to their departments by participating. Asked about profiling risks, this is what Welk had to say.
We have policies for that, right? That's not what we're looking for. That's not our main job. This is something that if it comes up, that we're able to deal with it.
Dasevich says undocumented people might already be less likely to call 911, no matter the task force model.
Just because they're here undocumented doesn't mean they can't be a victim of a crime as well. And we would deal with the situation at hand.
More on this story at our website, KAXE.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank. You're listening to an encore edition of World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. 2022 was a breakout year for Fontaines D.C. with the release of their album Skintifia. They left their hometown of Dublin for London, and it was their coming out party internationally, going to number one on the UK charts and a string of sold-out U.S. dates. So, how to capitalize on this success? Make a record that doesn't sound like Fontaines D.C. That's a bold move. But the new album Romance looks to different sources of inspiration. Varied, like The Cure, the band, which you can hear in its synthy sound, and the classic dystopian anime Akira, which informed some of the lyrics. Today, Fontaines D.C. join us for a mini concert recorded from the stage of World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Good way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the Dublin band. We begin our performance with Nabokov.
What you saw. movements of the room is spinning and the words they do start sticking. And the radio's on a better runaway model with a face like sin and a hat like a James Joyce novel. Saying, sister, sister, how I miss your mission. That's the risk to listen. Take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, it doesn't matter what you got. Got yourself a good car, get out of here. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking with the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. With the boys in the better land. You're always talking with the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. God has got names, some of two double barrels. He spits and flips out, he only smokes carrots, cigarettes, how could you forget? And he's stuck in the world in mind, body and spirit. It's mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and you better feel it. Oh, that's the spirit. Say, sister, sister, how I miss your mission. Let's go risk the risk and take the skin off of my blister. You're a rock star, porn star, superstar. Doesn't matter what you are. Got yourself a good car, get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking with the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking with the boys and the boys in the. The boys in the better land. Of the two double barrels. He spits out, breaths out. He only smokes carrots. Ah, no one refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. It's mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and you better feel it. Oh, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I miss you, miss you. Let's go this to this. So take the skin off of a mister. You're a rock star, porn star, superstar. Doesn't matter what you got, get yourself a good car. Get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking with the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys and the boys in that. The boys in the better land.
yesterday far behind. All your love got pissed away, and all your shot just pissed away. Now you don't know what betray, nor do I. To televise mine.
I'm in a canister. shot to this calendar. I got a shot like a 5-8 caliber. I wanna move like a new salamander. I got a shot like a 5-8 caliber. Small to a deep and deep from me.
Burster, recorded live for World Cafe in Philly from the Non-Convention in May of 2024, Fontaines DC with Starburster. It's from their latest album, Romance. Thanks so much to the band for the performance. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Good morning, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. The Arrowhead Concert Association presents Paolo Shianacchi at Hibbing High School Auditorium, Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Shianacchi will perform with a variety of guitars with styles ranging from classical to rock. We receive support from the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota. More at blandinfoundation.org. The Sustainable Sheep and Fiber Community of Northern Minnesota has a gathering at the Clearwater Life Center in Gonvick, Friday, March 21st from 1 to 3. Learn some fiber art or share your latest projects. All are welcome. Northern Light Opera Company holds auditions for their summer musical Once Upon a Mattress Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. and Saturday, March 22nd at 1 p.m. at the Park Rapids Armory Arts and Events Center. Find more info at northernlightopera.org. And now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE.
Welcome back to World Cafe. Thanks again to Fontaines DC. Their new album is available now. It is called Romance. Hat tip to our line producer, Will Loftus, for his work on the session. Here's Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Guinevere.
Guinevere, drew pentagrams like yours, milady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all, on the wall. She shall be free. She turns her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored for a day. Guinevere had golden hair like yours, lady, like yours, streaming out when we'd ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free. Thank you.
Hey there, this is Tori Amos, and you're listening to The World Cafe.
It was a good solution, hanging with the raisin girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-heave-ho. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. With my encyclopedia, there must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a stupid love. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. Honey, you bet your life. It's a pill out the watchword. Just peel out the watchword. Oh,
Father John Misty from his latest album, Mahashmashana, It's She Cleans Up. Tori Amos with Cornflake Girl and Tash Sultana with Jungle. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Hope you're having a great Monday morning, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. The Beltrami Master Gardeners will be at the Bemidji Senior Center Friday, March 21st at 1 p.m., sharing garden tips and presentations. We receive support from the Itasca Unitarian Fellowship in Grand Rapids, a welcoming community for those engaged in the spiritual journey of life. All are welcome Sundays at 10 a.m., mid-September through mid-May. More at itascaunitarianfellowship.org or on Facebook. The Rife Theater Arts in Grand Rapids presents Newsies Jr., March 21st to the 23rd. Tickets and showtimes at rifecenter.org. Lake Bemidji State Park presents a program on maple syruping Saturday, March 22nd at 2 p.m. And the Northwoods Friends of the Arts in Cook presents entries from their annual photo contest, A Shot in the Dark, now through March 28th. The gallery is open Thursday and Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturdays from 9 to 1. Now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe with Michigander. Here's Giving Up.
Jim, record that. Never fit to worry, never even feel afraid. Single sleeps alone, and I know you don't really mind. 5 years by your side, so I know you really don't mind. But don't you ever be there. I said don't ever, cause it's gonna keep. Open up your eyes.
was thinking about my time in space. I was thinking about the human race in the age of tenderness and rage. Had me kicking through the end of days. From inside I heard a message cry, shining lightning in the sky. So get your head right and hold it high. Said look around now, baby, you know you got the touch because you're time and space. I was thinking about the human race in the age of tenderness and rage. Had me flipping for an extra page. From inside I heard a message cry, shining like mirrors in the sky. Get it together, kid, it's time to fly. Say look around now, you know you got the touch to be yours. You wanna come like that for?
You know you're
putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe with Tunde Adebimpe of TV on the Radio. New solo album due out in April is called The Black Bolts. Song is Magnetic. Appreciate you listening and appreciate our affiliates nationwide. They make this show possible. And we produce this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon, and we really appreciate you listening to The World Cafe. You can catch it here every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Weather in our listening region today: slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, highs in the 40s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, evening lows 20 to 25 degrees. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs near 40, overnight lows in the mid-20s. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s, breezy north winds. The KAXE question of the week is, tell us about a time that luck was on your side. Text us at 218-326-1234. And support comes from KD Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota, downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements.